Strong years of badness.
The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock the Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
If you follow comic books, you know that they always have multiple storylines out, hella different things running in the background. So if you, whatever character you like, they had a series for you, right? They didn't link them all together. They had their own independent shit that they might say something that might link it to it later down the line if they fuck with each other or if it's sold enough.
Yeah.
Right? And then it was, we didn't care if they had, if you like that character, you got your storyline. Cool.
They're totally trying to do the exact same thing.
No, you can't do it. You can't, you can do it with TV, like what they did with the Defenders and shit, when they had Jessica Jones.
Or the DC ones. The DC ones did it better.
Same thing. DC yeah, you can definitely do that with, with TV and stuff, but when you have multi-million dollar movies, right,
because those were low budget TV shows.
Exactly.
That's how you can make it work.
Yeah, because it gives you a lot more room to play. When you spend the multi-million dollars, this shit gotta be perfect.
You gotta be
this shit
good.
Everybody gotta fuck with this.
Because we're buying into this. So you definitely need to be. I'm not buying into anything on television unless I like the actors and I'm gonna go, you know, to their conventions,
right,
or buy the if, toys.
Well, look,
and
if it gives me 22 episodes and I watch all 22 of them and I like them, all right, bro, I'm buying in. If
like, I might buy the DVD, but it's right. Different type of buying in. You know what I mean? Because, actually, I said toys and stuff. They don't even do that for television shows
not,
like that.
It's not a one-time watch, bro. A movie is a one-time event moment. It's a date night. It's, hey, bro, we going to see Spider-Man.
You know what I mean? To buy into the movie. No, you don't have to buy into the television show.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the connection. But that's why I was saying.
I had to change that. Because I'm like, you don't even have toys for television.
No, but that's
what
I'm saying.
Only for movies.
But the TV show, it don't matter how good or bad it is. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's there and I can come back and tap in and be like, oh, okay, I fuck with this. Oh, it's still playing. Oh, this is shit I've never seen before.
True.
A movie is a one-time watch event.
And
when
I
pull
like
up, if I like it, I'm going
to
buy it. I'm going to tell everybody to go watch it. If I don't like it, I'm telling everybody I don't like it and you shouldn't watch it either.
Actually, if I like it enough, I'm learning everything about it like these, you know, super nerds do. Or I'm saying every line like Shrek or something. Like, I really care about this.
Right.
It's a part of me now.
But when you drop fucking six or seven of them.
Yeah, it's not like. The first ones were like that.
What's the event?
The first Iron Mans and all that. This was really changed the culture of comic book films because of how much people liked the first ones.
You know what ruined it?
They kept doing them.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
for those of y'all got to check the latest old news on Rock the Crowd TV because we talked about what capitalism ruins.
Over and over and over.
It just kept coming up. We didn't start out with that direction.
But it's like,
just,
dude,
I mean,
when all you care about is money, you really ruin your own cool stuff.
They like, we can make $1 billion 3 times a year. That was their thought, bro. I promise you.
And they did. And then
once. They did it once. And then they said, bro, we gonna double the output. We about to double that. We about to get $6 billion. And niggas was like, all them shit suck, bro. We not going to that.
We were so excited for it all. We were very excited for it all. We bought in. I'm super buying it.
Yeah.
For, it might be great.
And no, look, you bought it on the way. It's like a roller coaster, bro. Y'all bought in on the way up. And that shit peaked.
I might not watch the next 5 movies, bro.
Somebody got to tell me what's up. Like, I missed the Eternals. Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi was dope.
It was. I watched that. Like,
he watched it hella late. He's like, it's on FX now, bro. Science shit on TV.
Yeah, nah. That's what I'm saying. That's what y'all did. Y'all ruined y'all old product.
It is what it is.
Great. Yo, this is a Straight Dope Show. I'm Aluno.
I'm Trey B. The Wonder.
And y'all should come out to Laughs Unlimited on Wednesday. The 20th.
This Wednesday?
This Wednesday.
God damn, that was quick.
Yeah, no, don't like that.
Whoa. You're doing this.
It's going to be a great time.
You're going to be funny, huh? We're going to see.
I'm not going to tell people.
What you mean? We going to see.
Like, it is called Laughs Unlimited. That's the name of the place.
But you might not.
We'll see.
I would start with that. We go see. We go see how these work out.
Like, it's always a question, bro. Never fucking know. But it'd be great to see people's faces. With that, what we got going? What did you got going? Anything? Nothing?
Did we talk about last week? Did my birthday pass?
Oh, we recorded on your birthday, so I think we did.
What happened?
So that sounds like nothing. Yo. Yo, so
you see that on our point? What happened to my birthday?
What's been going on? Now, there's two things that I wanted to bring up that I felt were very important. Number one.
They're not important.
We got to discuss what's more worthy of stealing. Cash out the register or Cinnabons.
Look, dude.
Look, hey, bro, wait. Let me say my spiel first. Let me say my spiel to you guys the question. So, in 2024, we know cash is no longer king, right?
I guess.
So, we know that cash pay with Apple Pay, Google Pay, Venmo, Cash App, just tap the card, all that other shit, but cash, yeah, right? Yeah. So, especially if the store ain't open yet, they might have, if they left the register there, like that $100 and change, right? You know, like just the 120 or the 220s, a couple tens and shit. They got that in there. But it ain't like they got stacked up dubs in there. They're not just leaving the hundreds and shit because who's spending $100 at Cinnabon? Right?
Actually?
You can't do it. You can't. I'm not saying you can't.
Actually, but, I had to but stop again, myself but, for a second. But, like, you can probably spend $100 pretty easily.
You can, yeah. But you know what you're doing when you're spending that $100? Tapping the card, back.
Yeah. I'm not pulling out $100. Like, yeah, I'm big balling.
I'm not.
Ain't nobody seeing me.
I'm not giving you this cash.
I take my boxes. And I go. Ain't nobody seeing how much that was.
So exactly.
We're not counting that back. That'll be $126. Be like, all right, hold on.
We're not doing
Nobody's
that.
Nobody's doing that.
We're not doing that. So, if you break it into
Cinnabon.
So, if you break it into the Cinnabon before they open, you going for the Cinnabons. That's my opinion.
You're lying to yourself.
I'm not.
Dude, I promise you, the plan was, look, Cinnabon is new stuff. We're going to pop that one, right? And we're going to get these others. And that was the plan. And then when they got into Cinnabon and saw that there was no real money there, it was like, fuck it. Take get Cinnabons. Some Cinnabons, too.
And I agree. Well, that sounds...
It's a crackhead plan, dude, because who's going to rob a Cinnabon?
A hungry nigga.
A crackhead. All right? Some stupid person who didn't have a full plan. This is just like the Vince Staples thing. Where he's like, yo, you Queen Latifah. You didn't... Think about this.
You just got in there.
You just got in there. Like... There's Cinnabons. This is what we can make out of this trip.
Bruh, that's it. I'm sad. Like, I feel like I would feel what...
Bro.
I would be way more happier for Dude. You if you broke into Cinnabon for the Cinnabons.
Criminals aren't smart.
I didn't say they were. I'm just saying I would appreciate you more if you went there. For just the Cinnabons. Like, if we would have got the report that said a Cinnabon was broken into and they took Cinnabons and that's all they said? They didn't say they took the cash register. They didn't take them. No, bro. They wiped them out of all their stock of Cinnabons.
Got that. And we saw any.
We got them on the corner, bro.
We got the Cinnabons. And you see anybody with Cinnabons?
And they kept. Then they stole the boxes too. That would and be, they stole those. And they stole those.
Because if you was in like New York, right, and you just on the side of the street selling, you know, cinnamon buns, and like you're not gonna say they Cinnabons, bro. You just I got these. I got churros. I got you know what I mean. I got some hot dogs.
Everything else they got.
It's just my stuff now. Like you know, like if this. Where did it get knocked off?
Here.
It's not the same.
Yeah, you need a place.
Crackheads, bro.
I don't like it. You took all the fun out of it.
I'm sorry, dude. I saw it from the jump. This is
That's stupid shit. I did too, but something in me felt like, nah, bro, they went for the Cinnabons. They was trying to eat tonight. They like, yo. You know, Cinnabons don't go bad, my nigga.
Cinnabon, bro. I would rob Costco
the Cinnabons.
Truck. A Costco truck.
For the Cinnabons.
I'd take a Costco truck. For the Cinnabons. I would just take a Costco truck. Like, nah, some GTA
you
shit.
You can't fucking...
And you take it to a spot. We take everything off the truck.
You can't leave the truck. You can't rely on a Costco truck because they sell tires. Like... When I go into nigga, when I go into Cinnabon,
ridiculous. Why you not smart as a criminal? Anything on a Costco truck is infinitely more valuable than knocking off a Cinnabon.
Nah, but period.
I don't care what you say.
Valuable.
You just
yes.
said tires. I can't nigga, eat, how much are tires worth? I can't eat how much tires. Is a Cinnabon?
I can't eat tires.
You can sell the tires.
I can't transport.
Eat off that.
I can't transport tires. Like,
criminals are not smart.
Bro, I felt like Cinnabons was the best thing they could do. Because what do we, like, yo, what if Cinnabons come in the Pillsbury little thing? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? The little can that pop you scream. So what if they ran off with, like, 50 cans of Cinnabons, my nigga?
So fucking what?
They eating for the rest of the year.
Yo, I'm so done. Fucking Cinnabons, bro.
Hey, you know them shits was big too, bro. bro, if you really like ain't eating like that, wanna get you for like 2 days, my nigga.
It's not that big, that bro.
Is, they like this. What kind of Cinnabons is you eating?
They filled a whole box. I don't remember how box big box was.
Box is like this big.
Yeah, the whole shit fill a box, nigga. So you,
it's only filling because it's hella frosting on it, bro. It's if it was just bread, which that what them niggas got is just bread, unless they was
doing a frosting,
because they was there for the Cinnabons. That's what I'm saying. They was there for
this. Is so stupid. I'm
sorry. The more we talk about it, the more dumb it sounds. This is just crackheads. This has to be a crackhead move.
It is, bro, but I thought I could get...
Nope.
Look, I got 10 minutes out of it, bro.
Hey, look, just the time. Hold on.
Yeah. We good.
That's so bad.
So the second thing I wanted to talk about
is yo, so what's up with the Warriors? Guys? Like, because fans know that you be on the schedule. We be having to cut the show short so you can get home to watch, right? And then ever since the All-Star break, Steph got hurt. And do the Warriors play tonight?
Oh,
shit! Oh, nigga, what happened? Are you just you waiting for the playoffs? You looking forward,
huh,
to the future? You trying to see what it looked like in a couple months? Was really good,
huh? I don't know, man. They're all right. They're cool. They trying to make it.
Somebody said that they could beat the Thunder.
They could beat the Kings.
Uh huh. Say that with some confidence, my nigga. Like,
Jonathan Kaminga could be a second star. Look at that. That might be a thing happening.
Could be
coming into fold here. He's a while away, bro. He's rough, but he can get points.
Okay,
you know that's a positive because we ain't had that before. You know, Wiggins wasn't doing it.
Wiggins took his bro, sick days, bro. Did he come back?
So funny. The last game I saw him in, bro, it was one of those, like, we need a second score. We need somebody to score because, you know, Steph ain't in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we down, right? Down is the game's basically over. And it's like that fourth quarter, Wiggins gets into effect. He starts scoring and doing stuff. It's like, bro, where was this the first three quarters, bro? Why are you lying to us? Why are you faking it?
Nah, nigga, so I get my highlights up. Nah, and I can get, hey, look, I can get my stats can look good, and I can get some clips from my highlight tape, and then fuck y'all. That's why.
We love Wiggins, man, but uh-huh. I'm at a point where I know he ain't gonna do it. That's just not you, bro. It's all right.
I mean,
I understand, bro. It's cool.
Bro,
you got other shit going on.
You know what's funny is he's that coworker that you be mad at. Because he come in when he want to, he do what he want, leave, and everybody, we love him, he's so amazing. And he's like, uh-huh. Like, yo, I'm sick, bro, I'm gonna be gone for a week.
And it's so, like, I'm that coworker. I can't say much about him, bro. I can't.
You identify too well. You like, oh, it is his job. I be doing
my job. You know, when I will call out randomly and be like, I ain't gonna be here, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So yeah,
people be like, hey, we love him, and you know, like, yeah. There's definitely been people I've been like, yeah.
Like, all right.
Be cool.
Facts. So
honestly, this is, let me talk about myself for a second. This is where that ego thing be coming from. Because I know why people fuck with me. And it's not because I'm so great.
Bro, he said, I understand the game.
It's because y'all like me, bro. It's not because I'm great.
It's not because I'm great. That's rough. Niggas only like me because I'm great.
Yo, motherfuckers be having secret wishes and shit.
Dog, the attitude that I have, you don't like me, nigga. If I wasn't good at what I did, you'd be like, I hate this nigga.
Because I'm like the opposite, dude. I swear to you, bro. I be making it seem like I'm so cool and shit. And then when, you know, you see me on the low, it's like, he ain't that cool. He ain't all that, bro. Yeah. Nigga be faking it. Y'all just don't know. I know who that nigga is.
Damn, that's funny as hell.
You just real with it, like I,
like I'm not.
This is why we fuck with each other, because I don't fake it around you, and you be like, whatever. And I'm like, yes.
Yo, so let's talk about something. Got him. So we're gonna start with the Tyson thing. Just because so Tyson about to fight one of the Pauls. Y'all see him dying over here? Pray for him.
Like how you always just try to move past this and keep talking. Now you got no water down there.
He's just in pain.
So anyway, he's gonna talk about this Tyson thing.
Yeah, so I mean, the training videos is the training videos. If he looked good, he obviously loves boxing and things, right? Like that's his passion, obviously. So I don't know how to feel. I think I said it the last time.
I don't want to see them no more. Don't care. It's not real to me. It's not real.
Check this out. It's not, but it is for the media coverage, because it's one of those things, like, how much interest is there in boxing, right? And if there's not much general interest where we would, like, this would be a news story on the regular news, right? Then what can we do to get it back to that position? Because when Lennox Lewis's name was fighting, bro, this was regular news. The sports section was the sports, but it was like, oh, fresh off of the Mike Tyson fight, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
We got to hear about this.
So we trying to
see. We care enough, at least.
Right.
And we definitely don't care enough anymore.
Nah.
You can keep pumping that out as much as you want. Like, are you even going to watch the fight?
No.
Like, would you find a free way to watch the fight?
Are
you going to put the effort in to try to find a free way to watch?
If you got Netflix.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is it's not.
Are you going to put the time aside to watch it?
No, I'm not. But this is, like, I just seen something that said, they did a pay-per-view one-on-one basketball with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Dr. J in, like, 91,
mm-hmm.
right? So all that tells me is they were trying to boost pay-per-view in any way they could. How can we get people to tune in? Hey, they wasn't even playing no more. They was former legends at the time.
I was about to say, right? That timeline don't make sense.
Right? But they did it because it was, hey, dog, we can get people to tune in because it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Dr. J going one-on-one. Cool.
We just want to see y'all.
So it's the same thing with this, where it's like, we want, everybody still want to see Mike Tyson, but everybody that lived through Mike Tyson and the generations after him want to see him do what he does. Everybody do, regardless. It just so happened that Jake Paul is the catalyst, because we're not putting Tyson in there against just anybody. Like, we're not going to put Tyson in there against any other bigger fighter.
You said we all want to see
Tyson. We want to see Tyson. We want to see Tyson in the ring do his thing. I don't want to see it.
I really don't want to see it.
I'm saying we do because of how he exists in our minds. Like, he's literally, he's one of our sports heroes, right? One of the Mikes, nigga. The Mike Jackson, Jordan, Tyson.
Yeah.
Right?
He's one of the Mikes. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
So we, like, we want to see him do his thing, but to do that is, it's a spectacle. Mm. It's about everything else. It has nothing to do with the boxing part. It's about, yo, how many people can we get to subscribe to Netflix that ain't got their own subscription? How many people can we get to tune in to this live event we have in on Netflix to show that we do live sports now?
I mean, we've covered so many of these, and I've never had interest in not one of them. So no. This is just another one that's just like getting pumped out there so much that it keeps coming across my feet, and I still don't care. And it's like, I don't care if he knocks out Tyson. I don't care if Tyson knocks him out. I don't care. No way. I'm never going to look at the replay. I'm never going to talk about him. I'm never going to care. You know what I mean? Like, it's never going to be a memory in my mind.
It's not a moment that
my
matters.
My kids,
mm-hmm.
Nothing. I'm not going to bet on it. I ain't going to tell nobody to bet on it. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no way to generate any real interest with me.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to keep coming up on my stuff like I care.
I mean, you
I wish there was a way I could block faces from appearing on my timeline.
Oh, shit.
Specific ones. Like, type that name. This never comes up. That's probably a bad idea, but at the same time.
It's not, because usually, because things aren't connected as they like to make them seem. Right. Like, cause just because you like boxing doesn't mean you like this boxer.
I don't need to just see this.
Like, you know what I mean? But what was I going to say? I hear you not having the interest, and I understand not having it, but you're in that age range where this is for you. This is literally for the you're 30 something. Jake Paul is like 5 or 6 years younger than you, right?
I have no idea.
He's like 25 or something.
Okay.
So it's like that in between 20 to 35, right? That's prime demographics for this fight. Because he's been blowing up in them demographics for the decade now.
Hmm.
Like, that he's been thriving in there forever. So all the shit you like, you don't fuck with him. But the shit that you like, fuck with him. Right? Like it's just the circle of it. Again, bro, if you in that age range and you've seen Tyson, he's one of those people whose names, when his name come up, you'd be like, what is he up to? Oh, he came out with an edible. What is it called? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just want to know. So,
yeah. No, I get it. I just, you know, I look at him like, you know, he's Aaron Carter, you know? Mm. And then 20 years later, it's like, you know, how much do people talk about Aaron Carter? He happened, though. You know what I mean? It was big. It was the time.
I mean, I'm sure. It's the advertising of it all, because it's only big in the money that is spent to push it, right? Like, because once you get past the dollars being spent to promote it, once you get past that, people that have talent still exist.
Mm-hmm.
We still checking for them.
I still don't know what his real talent is. Is he really a great boxer? Because I don't see it like that. You know what I mean?
Talent's not his thing, bro. It's promotion. Right. Like that.
He's
not
selling that.
That's it. Like that, I mean, I feel you, because he's not a talented boxer in that he's not fighting professional fights.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting in there with somebody that's really in there to knock you out.
The way you're selling this stuff is a turnoff to me, which is why I have this general demeanor towards you. And when McGregor was doing it, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually at the top of his sport, like, mm-hmm. for real.
He's good at
he's
what he does.
He's really good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Watching him as a fan, you can appreciate
his fighting skills.
And I don't like the way he promotes the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I care to watch you? So it's like, it means that to that extent to me. So it's like, I just don't care. It's hard to get me to care. This is why I was saying earlier, there's no way you're going to get me to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Invest.
No, and I can agree, only because there's no, what are you getting from it? right? Like, you're not looking at the best fighters fight. You're not looking at anything that you are fans of.
There's really right? no entertainment value out of this whatsoever for me. But it keeps being pushed to me, mm-hmm. which is why I'm getting irritated. You know what I mean? It's like if all day long, you know what I mean? As I go down my feed, I was getting that Taylor Swift stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, but I don't listen to Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. That wasn't happening to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I see her in the football news a little bit, but she's not all day long.
Yeah. But again, I think it's the way that the algorithms work. Like, you don't fuck with him per se, but you like shit that
in his sphere. Like, I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, but that's where I'm like, it's starting to irritate me because you can't control your own algorithm. Well, I can't control what you're pushing to me.
You can, yeah,
but
to
this
a
is
extent.
Where the ad stuff. Where, remember when we were talking about it with kids, and they, you know, they send their stuff in, and you get caught up, and mm-hmm. it's like, this is what I'm into now.
Yeah, you just because it's all in front of you. But like, the only way I've seen that you can combat it on like Instagram is all of the things that you don't follow that they show you is turn them shits off, and you can't even turn them off permanently, which I don't like. You can only turn it off for like 30 days or something, or it's mm-hmm. like, don't send me posts from this or related to this for 30 days.
But
like,
that would mean that I'm canceling all of sports news and boxing news and any other sports news because they're all promoting, what's his name, Jake Paul? Is it Logan?
I don't know. One of them. Fuck,
we don't even know.
I think it's Jake. Damn, I think it's Jake.
But we really don't even know.
I can't not definitively.
Which one's the wrestler?
Logan's the wrestler. That's the tall one. Jake's not the tall one. Jake's the boxer. He's not the tall one.
So it's Jake. See? We had to narrow that down.
They don't matter to me. Moving on. Since we were talking about social media, let's talk about Meta making money off the drug deals. So they being investigated because they might have made, they don't know yet from the shits that I've seen. Don't nobody know yet. But they might have made some ducats off of the Zaza sales and things over their platforms. And wow. I would say that's likely.
How are they getting paid for it?
They could be selling it in a store and they get a percentage because they sold it in a store.
Meta? How? I don't understand how.
Facebook shop? Instagram shop?
They're selling... Oh, they just selling drugs straight out the shop. And Meta knew and was like, it's cool.
We don't know. We don't know what they do. We don't know what they do.
They know.
We don't know what they do.
Come on, bro. That's the whole point.
We don't know what they do.
But no, when we talked about Meta before, they had the power to, you know...
We don't know what they do is what I'm saying.
They had the power to... What was it? To control the algorithm of something else, and they decided not to check it, and they got in trouble for that, right? Uh-huh. So this is another one of those situations.
But they didn't know, bruh.
But one more time.
But they didn't know, bruh.
Because we're talking about it. And they're getting caught up in the case.
But they didn't know, bruh.
But they're getting caught up in this case because they have the power.
They do.
To write the checks and balances that says this can never happen on our system. They but we're do. Not go- It was pedophilia, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they were just okay with
they're
it.
Like,
we're just letting it go.
They're like, we don't
so
know.
So the drug part of the ring is also now getting attacked because Meta's okay with this.
We're not okay with it, but we also not telling you not to do it. Or we said, hey, y'all not supposed to be doing that over here, but also we not patrolling. So
we told them not to.
We took exactly. You know, hey, so bro, crazy. They did the equivalent of no skateboarding here. We put a sign up. Y'all can't do this here. All right, bro. Yep. You're right. We go about our business.
Don't jaywalk.
Got you, Brad. We won't. Uh-huh. Not while you're here.
Not while you're here. Dude.
So, yeah. Nah,
That's
funny. Bro, we talked about it on Old News, which y'all should be tuning into on Roger Kyle TV. Because... Yeah, dog, we talked about it when I think I said we need to be honest with how drugs and things really make the economy move.
We definitely do. Right? We've talked about it. We aren't honest with ourselves as Americans.
Facts.
And until we get to a point where we're okay with our own bullshit, we're never going to be able to actually prosper as a country. Like, we as a country are okay with a lot of bullshit, but we aren't okay with talking about it, profiting from it, in front of people.
There you go.
You know, it's always behind closed doors. Like, the OnlyFans thing. Like, that's how it's an issue every time somebody finds out who they are in real life.
Which seems wild to me.
But when... it's because we like to lie about what we do and who we are. Every pastor that, you know...
Yeah, no, I do know.
So it's...
No, I get what you're saying, because it's like, we only... But that's what America is, bro. We live behind closed doors. But we
need to stop.
Well, it's one or the other. If we're going to live behind closed doors, we can't prosecute you for what you do behind closed doors. The OnlyFans thing, bro. Just because she make her money stripping or whatever, that's her business, my nigga. Her kids can go to whatever school she can afford for them niggas to go to. That should not be a problem. She's paying for it. She's not there on your grace. She not there saying she can't pay getting the scholarship. Then she just showing her ass over here getting money. No, nigga, she paying the same tuition that these other niggas is paying. She just getting her money different. It don't fucking matter, right? So if we don't care, we can't care about what you do behind closed doors if we not gonna treated with the respect that jobs and things deserve, right? We know that you selling your whatever on Meta store and they taking a cut, then they can't turn around and then be like, nah, he was doing it. We saw him. Here go the info. Nah, bro, you let me do this shit. And you like, the fuck? If I wasn't supposed to be doing it, y'all didn't have no checks and balances in place to stop me from doing this when y'all got the power to do so.
Yeah.
So, like, I hear you. You're right. We are okay with a lot of bullshit, and then we pretend that it's a problem. And bro, it's like,
once again, the other story on old news where we were talking about Mexico having an issue with the border, and that was another one where we were like, if we were more honest about who we are as a country.
I just seen some YouTube videos that was saying that at the same time, one of these industrial farming companies or food producer companies, same time they laying cats off, right, that might have unionized or whatever, is they hiring migrant workers. And it's like, bruh, that's what I've been trying to say this whole time. We keep saying there's a crisis at the border, and it's like, there's a whole bunch of crops and things out there that we not hiring cats over here to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cats come over here for work. It's been that way for centuries. Like, this ain't new, my nigga. This has been how life has been for a long time. And now all of a sudden, y'all acting like y'all don't know how shit works. Everything that be behind closed doors, that it's like, nigga, if you know, you know. If you know what's up, you know what's up, bro. You just let that shit rock. Mm-hmm. But all these cats that come in with their new ideas thinking that they know shit. It's like, you don't even know how the fucking spinach got to your plate, my nigga. Don't talk to me. Like, we can't go through this. Like, we
you
have sound,
to... Because you almost sounded like them 5%. You don't know the science. You don't know.
No, I mean... No, but it's...
You're a couple words off from sounding just like them, bro. You don't know the science, bro.
Nah, I see spinach, bro. I said you didn't know how the spinach got to your plate. That like, but...
This is hilarious.
But it's one of those things that we... People that get elected to these positions or whatever, where they can make decisions and make things move, right? They don't know anything that they should know talking about the things they talk about. Right?
Bullshitting.
No, but it's because of the way the whole thing works.
It's capitalism. Know? We're bullshitting. We're trying to get these lobbies. We're trying to get this money. Get these advertisements. When we say the same thing with each story, bro. We know how our place works. Are we cool with it or not?
That's it. That's really the question. That's really the question every time. Are we cool with it?
Are you cool with it or not, bro? Anything that you see on television and you be like, I don't like this. And it's like somewhere else in your country, they're very cool with it, and it don't matter how you feel.
Exactly. They put the money up,
and that's why it's there. That's why you see the Christian ads only at the Super Bowl, bro. They just trying to make you know.
That is wild.
But it's every year. They always gonna have one because we want you to know. Jesus matters more than this. And you know, we care about this more than that. And we gonna make sure we have an ad.
We gonna put it right in the middle.
Every time. Because this is what you care about.
Bro, hold on, dog. They spent X amount of millions of dollars for a 30-second spot to tell us that Jesus washed feet when they could have fed cats.
But in America, matters,
Doug,
attention matters. Advertisements matter. We need an advertisement, and we need it at the biggest point. And in the year that everybody's looking at advertisements, just like everybody else, if we're not doing that, we're not doing Jesus the service that we should be doing him in America.
Bro,
that's just how it works. Right,
can we talk about Jesus for a minute?
Oh wow! Are you sure?
I just want to say that
we weren't gonna dive into that. Are you sure?
Nah, we're not gonna go too far. I just want to say, did Jesus spend money on ads, bro?
I'm pretty sure he did. Actually, no, stop that, because he had disciples with him, and they were spreading the message. Who else was spreading the message?
All right, we're not going no further than that. Because we could definitely talk about it.
We always got to set this up.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's me, bro.
I don't want to talk about it. That's not right. I don't like it.
What you mean it's not right? We got to spread the message.
No, I hear you. I'm saying is the way you saying it equated with the bush that they feed us. It's like, nah. You gotta spread the message. So I don't like it. That's why I gotta stop.
Now is BS. The message now is commercialism and bullshit. When Jesus was kicking, like, the power of saying, what would Jesus do, right? On a bracelet. The power of that one sentence, I don't know if you believe in spells and shit, but the power of that one sentence can change a person's life.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that we can't take away what that is, no matter how you feel about Jesus. Literally, you can't. It's because of the power and what his name represents means more than anything else that you can try to gather out of it. Okay. So if you're an evil person that's trying to profit off Jesus' name, hey man, he gave you the opportunity to. If you, you know what I mean?
moving on. Oh my God. You just justified, bro, with the Bitcoin. You just justified,
bro. Everybody, bro, this is, if you want to be that person, like, you could be that person, bro. Like, I can find a way to make this good for me. That's what capitalism does.
That's what they did. Did you hear about that? The church that sold the cryptocurrency and then, like, they bought a house and stuff and then was like, we don't know.
Jesus provided me a way. Why would you take this blessing from me?
LeBron James, dog.
He said, I don't want to talk about this three times, and I'm sorry, I can't. Because I feel like it's the way the world is, and you gotta just be honest with yourself. If we not honest with ourselves, we can't make progression.
I
don't think God is mad. I think he's cool with it. I will pray. It's in the Bible. I will provide you the way if you believe in my name, right? It's not a problem.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying about the honesty part, because I preach that a lot, is that you got to be honest with yourself. If you're honest with yourself, that's where you start to know where to go, right? Because you at the bottom. You told all the truths. Right,
true.
But it's
where they give the confessions.
The thing is, because people aren't honest with themselves, they're always looking for outside validation. Mm-hmm. And people that are evil tend to use religion in general, not just Jesus, but all of them, to equate themselves with having the answers. Right, and that makes it hard for people to accept they bullshit when somebody's telling them that they truth ain't they truth. Mm. Right, it's like,
how much do you believe
that happened to you, but this is what's really the problem is,
hold so on, you just dismissed everything.
Right,
this has been happening to me,
and we see that, and that's how they do you. Yeah. Right, and so like
while how I, much do you believe it,
how much are you buying, buying it?
That's everything in the world goes down end to what are you buying into. Mm-hmm. This is how your attention works. This is, you know, how, you know, you grow your mind. If you read in books, how much are you buying into, mm-hmm. you know,
what this telling trying can to tell do you.
For you? You know, when you get to 30 years old and, you know, your speech is very, you know, limited, it's mm-hmm. because you didn't buy into understanding more words. It's simple stuff. You know, and we can break it out every way of the world possible.
Yeah, it's how much do you want to do it and how much do
what
you
care? What
are
we buying into? And in our mm-hmm. country, we know what we buy into.
Capitalism.
Cybertrucks.
Toys.
You know? Teslas.
Bro, you like, I'm at the
meta, really, bro? The metaverse.
I'm at the age now where I'm so upset at nostalgia bait, it's ridiculous. Because I lived through the 90s. I was there, right? And it's like, all right, cool, that shit happened. We in 2024, my nigga, we were supposed to have flying cars. We were supposed to have so many fantastic things that we were supposed to have all the sidewalks supposed to be moving like the Jetsons. Not just the ones at the airport. Everywhere you go.
Like they really could be, though. There's no reason for it not.
Bro, we supposed to have.
And you know how I was talking about that solar stuff and all that?
We supposed to have so many.
We put EV in cars and shit, right? Like, you could totally do this.
Bro, we were supposed to have so many things. And it's like, nah, we just reliving the 90s again. We just gonna run same TV shows. We not expanding nothing. We not going no further. We just gonna give you this nostalgia bait. And it's like,
we don't care to improve your roads. The trains. I remember trains we talk about. You trying to get them super trains, cuz? Trying to get around better?
Nah, we not doing that.
No, buy Cybertrucks. That's how you gonna get around better. Because you can get it in the water.
Oh, no, hold on. Check this out.
And you can fly across the river.
Nah, you wanna get around better. We're going to give you a car that's less efficient.
EV.
Bruh, less efficient. All right, we got gas cars, right? And we spent billions of dollars on this technology, getting battery powered, blah, 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 blah. How many miles can you get max out of a Tesla? Even if you drive the speed limit, it's like 350. I could give 400 on an over full tank, my nigga. What are we doing? and guess what? I can drive however fast I want to. I don't have to.
I also don't have to limit what I'm listening to, touching, I don't have to talking worry. To, because it's not going to draw away from the power.
I don't
I'm
have to turn to the air conditioner off.
Yeah, I have to worry about
nothing. Or I don't have to turn.
How cool is your vehicle?
Less efficient. But it's really cool because it's battery powered and I'm not killing the earth.
But it looks awesome too.
That's cool.
Look.
But again,
what are we buying into?
But it's less efficient. If we talk about efficiency,
look, dude. Fast cars, money, bitches, bullshit, drugs. You know, OnlyFans. Fucking, what is our American culture for real? Like for real. What was my feed, bro? Booty. Ass. What is that nigga that
they got out of jail? He was.
I want you. I need
seriously.
You. And I want you.
Like, that's gay.
But seriously,
when I go through my feed as an American, what do we really care about? Looking good. Pretty like, much. I want my attention. I want people to look at me and like my videos.
I
want to
be at the fly places. I want to wear the fly clothes. I want to dry the look fly
nice,
shit.
Say I'm nice and have nice things. This is what we care about in life. This is what matters to us. If that's never going to change, then we can't sit here and complain about nothing else. You know? Fucking meta drugs, man. We cool with it, dog. Are we not cool with it?
I mean, folks was buying them. So it's one of those.
Actually.
Hey, now look, it's one of those things like you can't.
Actually.
Hey.
Like, let's really talk about it, though. Because, like, who are they hurting? You know? Like, because, like.
I was just about,
we,
to, I was about to say.
Are we selling the drugs more safely? Is our people getting knocked off? Because we can track it, right? So if something was happening to these people, we would know who's selling to what. And we could literally pinpoint the issue of what type of drugs are causing what type of issues because it's going through our system. We can just look at it, right?
Wow.
If it mattered to us.
Now, look, while that sounds like a great thing, no. Like, because you're right about all of those steps, but not even the problem, it's that once people find out that that's what's happening, then they stop using it, right? Because it's like, yeah, everything you said could be happening at this moment. right? And that's how things is moving through the back channels.
I don't know, man. But we said they was selling.
But I'm saying we allow it. It's being allowed. Like the same way, bro was saying, "Yo, allowances. I allow you to stay in this house. I allow you to do this shit." Right? That's what America runs off is what you're allowed to do and who you are. Cause let's just look at it on some simple shit. Posting videos on Instagram. Post the same dance clip to the same beat, right? Somebody's getting their shit taken down. Somebody getting 1 million views. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Wasn't okay for you, though.
What's the checks and balances in place is what allow this shit to happen. That goes for everything across the board as we talk about America as a whole. It's the checks and balances that allow you to do certain things. But I've been watching old school documentaries and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And old interviews. And they'll be talking to old artists and shit about smoking weed. Like, oh yeah, so you just be smoking marijuana, huh? Oh, hella interviews, bro. These nationally televised when we only had 3 channels, so you know niggas fought.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, no, you know what I mean? I just be doing my thing. I don't want to talk about it, but you know, it's good, blah, 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 blah. So everybody knows this. At a time when it's prohibition on the thing. This ain't in the 2000s. This ain't in the 90s. This is the 70s. This is back when that shit, you go into jail for a time.
100%.
Right?
But we're talking about it on TV.
What are we, some people cool are allowed
to do things.
And some going to jail for years.
Immediately.
Can't even talk about it. If you joke about it, bro.
It on you, cuz. Once again, so when we talked about the old news thing where I was saying to do mm-hmm. pocket check, the cop yeah. pocket check mm-hmm. you, right? And we just walk up on you. It just depends on who we going after, who we looking at.
It's the allowance, bro. America is based off an allowance. And that shit is...
Oh, man, this transitions into Asian better really, really, really well. Because they're okay with us being like this. This is why they...
Yeah, no discipline.
People were so mad at us for trying to ban TikTok. And I'm like, look, do y'all not understand how TikTok is ran for us compared to them? It's like, if you don't even care about just the simple part of the... They want us to look at stupid shit. If you don't understand that simple fucking thing,
yeah,
that they want us to mm-hmm. get caught up in dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. To watch the trends and shit like that. Bro, when I see the little kids... And they dribbling the ball on the ground for the activity. And I'm like, oh, that's fly, son. And then I was like, yo, can I imagine
any American children doing some shit?
And
like
I'm like,
that? There's no way you can get that coordinated.
That like it's that coordinated. Hey, bro, it was 20, 30 of them. And they was in rhythm.
And they were like 5.
Yeah, they wasn't big at all. They was children.
They very was, small.
They
children.
Was little children.
All right.
Going
very
crazy.
Small.
They was getting it in, bro. I appreciate it.
I know, but look. As a person who worked through schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Children start off really well.
Yeah.
No, kindergarten all the way up, right? So the older you get, the more or less discipline you get. You start off very disciplined.
Yeah.
We hold hands. We're buddy buddy.
Buddy sister.
Teacher says sit down. We all sit down on the count of 3. We're smiling and we're engaged. And the older you get, the more you check out and don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you hit 8th grade,
it's a wrap.
You are your own person.
And puberty cut.
And you literally don't care what anybody has to say about anything because you know it all already. And then the world is already telling you everything you need to know. I'm invested already in what I need to. And if TikTok mm-hmm. is your way of being involved into the world and you think this is a good thing.
Stanley Cups.
Bruh. But, like, it's like we think that because like, oh, you can see stuff about the war and they're telling us the truth. That's what you're gaining out of this. You think that's it.
No, it's like, that's cool. But how much of your time spent on there is for that? Because everybody will give you the 10% of things that is like really good as to why it is. And it's like, okay, cool. I get it.
What are you doing once you get that information anyway? Because we haven't mobilized to do squat. We haven't figured out a way to help anybody do a goddamn thing. So it's cool that we can post stuff because I think that does help start conversations. But if we don't actually want to have conversations and we poo-poo people for even bringing shit up, and wanting to have a conversation because at least you're willing to say something about it, right? I thought you were willing to engage, but no. You just want me.
You just want somebody to hear your shit, and then that's it.
Because you think you're fucking special. You're not special. Because you care. Fuck out of here, bro. There's so much shit going on. But in America, what do we really care about? Being seen.
Yep.
That's you it. Just want to be seen. So not we, even put a, the, we put it on the we put it on
the ground.
Not even the
problems that I'm trying to address. Come on, right? Bro. Not even the issues that I'm trying to bring up. I need to be the lead on these issues. And you need to come check out my shit as I talk about these issues. I'm not really doing shit to actually advance these issues. I just really want all the attention. Talking about
this is what I talk about. Hey, are we gonna vote? And I'm mad because I didn't bring your voter thing. But when motherfuckers talk about are you even gonna vote? And the first thing out of people's mouths be like, nah.
Then why are we talking?
Why are you posting anything ever?
What is this bruh, conversation?
Just be on bullshit all the time because that's what you just told me.
That's all you really own. Yeah, no. Nah, I mean, I've had.
Do you care about the better drugs? Do we care about this? Do we actually care? No. We don't care about anybody ever selling drugs. We are Americans, bro. We all buy drugs. Be okay with who we really are.
Facts.
Ass. Drugs. Money. Cyber cars.
Shut up, bro. Do you want one? You must have seen one in person.
It's so stupid. Like the Tesla one is the funny one because it's like you know how bad of a car that is, right? If you are any kind of a smart person, you know this is stupid.
Bro, the funniest shit in the world was it's an off-road car that got to get towed out when it go off-road.
My nigga, wait, hold up, stop. So one more, because it's always people who think they are smarter than you and better than you that have these things, but it's like. If you knew anything, you wouldn't invest your money in it. Nigga, if you gonna buy that, buy a Maybach or something. Buy
you know, like, get something fly.
Get something hella fly. Get a Benz truck or some shit. Like,
nah, bro. This is the new fly.
I guess. It's because you just want to be, you know, seen. But like, you're not even being seen in the right thing to me. If I had the
if you see extra,
you know what I mean?
Like, oh, that's cool.
I don't think people even know how to be fly right, bro.
The internet fucked it up.
Oh my god.
Like, they don't even know how to be cool anymore.
This is so weird. Y'all so weird. Asians they just doing it better, bro. They know what's up. They said we gonna be lined up. We gonna get on everything good about life and try to make it better for us.
The daily health. I do my Tai Chi, I ain't gonna front. Like, I don't work out. I do Tai Chi. I just make sure I can move. I do what the old folks get into. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? Reading every day. You know what I'm saying?
The basics, dog. The basics. You know, I'm just trying to be more like Kyrie, yo. Just trying to be more like Kyrie.
Yeah.
Hey, because it's Ramadan right now.
Shout I'm fasting to, too, you know what I'm saying? I be fasting and stuff. I did just drink this BS, but I ain't real with it, so it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
You trying, bro. That's all we care about out here. But you know, trying.
I'm for real about my bullshit.
I'm not going to lie. I'm never fasting. Like,
you never going to fast a little bit?
I try, but then I be hungry, so.
Just wait them 16. Get good 16 hours in, then eat like a mofo. You fasted.
Nigga, what camera's on? Nigga.
16
just minutes.
You've done it before. You just didn't want to.
No, I did it before when I was broke.
No, or you were at work and you couldn't stop. It's like you just didn't want to. Like, you can get through it. It's not that hard. You all right?
No.
We're just throwing it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Only if necessary. I'm cool.
I fuck with that.
But nah, I can't, shout out to him because you know he an NBA player and he's serious about his religion. So
he's serious about just being a good person.
So with that being Ramadan, he not eating or drinking or anything during the day, and I think he probably just played a game without substance.
So yeah, he's not getting real fuel.
I'd assume he drink water.
Yeah, but right? It's one of those things where it's amazing to see what your body can do if you're willing to
push it.
Well, not just push it, but get out of our BS that we push to you so much. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do.
Yeah.
I'm centered in on what God has told me and what I understand to be mm-hmm. in my body. And I'm taking care of myself mm-hmm. in that way. And, you know, my connection to the, you know, him is beyond mm-hmm. what you guys know or think. I don't need that right now.
Right.
This is what I need. And that's what he's proving as I play without substance because yeah. it's not necessary.
And he,
God is necessary. Yeah. And me being right within myself is necessary.
Hey.
Power.
Shout out to, like I said, shout out to Kyrie, bro.
Or what Jesus did.
Yeah, I mean that is powerful because I feel like people think they need a lot of crutches, a lot of, you know what I mean. You need, oh, I once this, literally once I showing get this, you don't. Once that's... I get this, once I get these things together, it'll work out. And it's like, nah, bro, put your faith in them, in what you put your faith in what you believe in yourself, and mm-hmm. then make it happen. And good things will happen.
Showing you right there, man. I don't even need fuel.
Hmm.
Can do this and be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Get the game-winning shot.
Bro, the one-handed, the left-handed baby hook. That's the baby hook,
as
bro.
As a 6'2 guard, probably the hardest shot I could have tried to make. And I made the game-winning shot like that on Ramadan without eating. The things I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know greatness? Because I know greatness.
I see it when I look in the mirror.
He ain't even got to be like that. Like,
no, I was talking about myself.
Greatness moves through me so that I can show you it's possible. Ramadan. So this is why I can't be nobody.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm being lightweight serious, but it's like, you know.
Always with the jokes.
I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to be for real with you. Like, if you really understand.
You knew I was about to laugh, though. You knew,
but like, you understand the power of this, though. If you really understand the power of this, you know. Like, I keep saying, what would he do? Like, if you don't understand the power of this, that's on you. You want to be, you know.
I hear you. I understand.
Into the weeds. You know? America.
Hey, dude.
And proud being American.
Bro, how do you feel about black country music? I know we didn't put it on the board.
I think it always was necessary to have a spot for black country music. It was always a thing. We just never, you know, highlighted it to the point that black people around the country don't even know that black country music was always a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that I don't know. I feel.
Is it because of the Beyonce conversation about it all? Because, you know.
Well, that's the only, like, I brought it up, not because of that, but because I feel the same way you do, that black country music. I have the records that it's black country music. What's it called? Ray Charles was country music when he started, like, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts or questions about it. That's what it was. That's what it was labeled. That's where it was sold at. But I think I was bringing it up only because who is in charge of what we know and don't know about black culture?
Well, it's what gets labeled. So whoever gets to label it as urban, hip-hop, you know, R&B.
Okay.
Whatever other stereotypes so, they put us in to demographic us in different ways. Put us over here.
Because the reason I asked that question is it's like you said, black country music has always been the thing, bro. Darius Rucker has been a thing my whole life.
See, I know that name, but I can't tell you any of his songs.
That's Hootie. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know his songs either, but I know that he has been a black country artist for as long as I can remember. Right? And it's like, you're right as the people that label us, right? But who in our culture allowed it? Because if you look at me and you look at the music that I listen to, I'm hip-hop heavy, mm-hmm. but I listen to everything, right?
Definitely.
And it's like, all right, cool. Why weren't these things slid to me on the sly like I would get all the soul records that get sampled, right? And I feel like it's a generation before me. It's not even me because all the soul records was getting sampled in the 70s and things.
Well, these, right? Well, so, they get. If we're gonna talk about this, we gotta talk about like the history of music and especially black music, being that black people usually start types of music. Mm-hmm. We're usually a beginning of some type of music. Mm-hmm. And because we're the beginning of a certain type of music, somebody has to take it and profit off of it and then make it bigger in a scale. So if that's what happens at the beginning, mm-hmm. you're going to be left out in the end.
I see.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's what's kind of happening to hip hop, where it's like we're at a point where anybody can be a star, right? Mm-hmm. But if stars are always looking like a certain type of person, eventually it's going to go a different direction because we aren't the
base anymore
of the you know,
like yeah. No, I get it because it's like
Eminem.
As much as I agree with that, I think my standpoint comes from us not gatekeeping the things we create. It's fine. It's fine for you to do what we do because you're going to go profit from it anyway.
I don't think we can gatekeep.
Well, no, I think we can. And I think that people don't, because we want things to expand, right? But then it's cool. We let you into the culture, right? Mm-hmm. How they would say that they let Eminem in or whatever. We let you in, but because we're looking for the dollars instead of the culture. Right, because
you're like, sold off, and you have no say anymore.
Yeah, because that's what I'm feeling like with country, like because mm-hmm. going like I said, generations before, not in the 80s and thing, not in the 70s, like in the 60s, cats wasn't holding on to the country thing when they was like, oh no,
nah, I told you about sitting in the music history class before, right? And the teacher, white teacher, I'm like one of maybe two black kids in this class, mm-hmm. and every single time we start the music, and he's you know letting everybody know. Black people started this. Mm-hmm. Got to thank them for this.
Okay.
And then you go on from there.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is that because we wanted to expand, and there's nothing wrong with being inclusive, right?
But that the way it works here, though, is why it's always been this way, where it seems like a bad thing in the end for us, because if we want it to expand in any way, like that's why I say you're talking about gatekeeping, and it's like, I don't think we can. If we want to profit off anything in any real way, it's never going to be like that.
I mean, back to the original point of everything for this evening or today, capitalism. Because the things that the music means and the messages that get out through them, right? Like one of my favorite songs is "People Make the World Go Round," right? And it start off talking about the garbage ain't get picked up. Feel me? Because they strike it. This is happening because they striking. He giving you the game. He telling you what's really going on in these streets out here. And this is 70 Soul Song, mm-hmm. right? And it's like those type of messages need to get out. But as we fast forward to 2024, right? Where are those messages at? Where are those things that's like, hey, bruh, cool. They was partying back then. There was bullshit then. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
like,
nothing but party and bullshit like, now.
You see what I'm saying?
But this is where those conversations where I was talking about, when we do talk about things that are serious and we post about it, we don't actually want conversation. Mm-hmm. And because we aren't mature in who we are yet, you can't get to that point. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. We aren't bred like that. We aren't mature enough. This is why we was talking about the Asian better thing. They're breeding themselves, literally. We are just mm-hmm. breeding ourselves and trying to be better adults and better people by the time, you know.
By the time you reach a certain level, you have a certain
understanding. And we aren't geared to doing that in any way, shape, or form, in any aspect of life, in anything. Goddamn. As Americans. We don't take pride in being good at anything.
Except sports.
Basically. And it's like not even really that anymore.
Yeah,
because it's right. More just the show of it all. Mm-hmm. It's not that you it's need not, to it's be
not
the best.
Skill. It's not the skill. It's not how great you are.
That's why our Olympic thing looks like it does now. It's just the show of it all. It's not really about being the best.
I thought about that video you sent where the chick was boasting about what she was about to do on the thing. About to go in. About to do this. I'm about to do that. And then got smoked off the line and was just like... And
walked off. Didn't even complete the race.
That ties in so... Because it's all about the show, bro. It's all about how good you look. It's not about how actually good you are.
Or trying to be. I'm not even trying to improve. Like, that's, you know, we gotta turn this in a positive some way. Because we gotta try.
Well, not like that. Like, I was only bringing, we got to the conversation from country, black country music. Mm-hmm. And what I had said was about trying to gatekeep it. And it's like, maybe gatekeep is not the thing. But it's really just a pride in... the work that you do.
And but I don't think that needs to be gatekeeping, because I don't feel like...
No, that's what I'm saying. I think it was the wrong word I used.
Yeah, because you know how we separate by race here, and we... I feel like in America, it's not smart to do that. The more inclusive we are, the better it's going to be for everybody. But if we don't learn about each other's cultures, have respect for each other, if we don't, it's like we got to get to a place where we're like that with everyone. And it's not just one person at one time. And it's like it's a fad. No, everybody, and just have, you know, love for everybody. Like, I feel like right now, or the last like 10 years, it's been the LGBTQ community where people have loved them and they want to give them a spot to say you can be who you are in America. And that's, and then we've pushed for that. And that's, but right. I feel like that's one of those, that's it. And we haven't had any spot for anybody else. Even when Black Lives Matter was a thing, it wasn't really a thing.
Well, no, I hear what you're saying. Cause it, I mean, it's a difficult thing in general when you're talking about different groups, right? Because everybody has to stand on the principles for your group. And if the principles, and anybody can say what you're doing for yours is wrong for somebody else. But sometimes that's how it has to be, like, because I have to fight for mine. You fight for yours, bro. We can come into the middle ground and see what's up. We can, man, we should compromise something.
I had this thought as a Black man. I was just thinking, like, if somebody were, you know, to ask me, like, are you voting on this person? Right. And I was just to ask them a basic questions like,
how do they feel about Black issues?
I wouldn't even get there. I would be stupid simple. And I'm like, something simple. Are they white? And it's like, yes. Do they believe in the two-party system? Are they red or blue? And it's like, well, yes. And it's like, well, you've lost me there already.
Right.
How do you even get to me? Because I know you won't care about my issues.
You're not even...
I'm 31 years old, and I've already lived enough life to know that you don't care, and you probably never will care. And until you show me and then show and prove,
that's how you get.
There's no point in me even investing time in what you're trying to say.
Facts. That's right. And I like how you started basic, bro. Because it's like, no, that's where it starts. And it's like, we can do this yes no thing all the way down. And if you don't make it past step three, bro, why are we talking?
Why am I doing this?
Like, this don't make sense. I've
lived enough life to know. You don't care about me.
Mm-hmm.
You can act like you do.
You can say, you can,
I've lived enough life to see the things that happen.
They didn't have
another election. If Trump gets elected, I'm not surprised. I don't even care anymore. It doesn't really matter.
Well, it comes down to the Republican or Democrat, the hood stays the same.
Literally.
Like,
there you go.
Civil rights problems, right? They did civil rights bills and things 40, 60 years ago, right? We still fighting them same problems 60 years later. All right, bro, if y'all can't figure that shit out, anything that came up since then, I don't expect y'all to know. This TikTok shit is only because y'all kids is on it. Like, y'all don't
give a... You think this shit matters more than anything else? Or you think what you believe in matters more than anything else. Mm-hmm. You don't see past it.
Right.
Because you're in your little subgroup that we've talked about for years. You stuck in your group and you don't see beyond it.
Yep.
All right, man.
So
I tried to spin it positive. Couldn't do it.
I mean,
we got to improve. That's what we need to just be honest about. Honest who we are and improve.
I mean, improvement starts with self. So all I can do is improve me. And the space around me, because nobody's ever honest. Nobody wants to be honest with those things. Like, bro, the people like you said, if somebody asks you, are you gonna vote? All right, bro, let's run through the yes or no tree real quick. Like, cause it don't take me too long to know that the shit that matters to me, the shit that affects me and people that look like me ain't even on your fucking agenda. It ain't even a line item where you like, we got to talk about it. Y'all ain't even talking about it.
We saying that, and we still go through it.
We live here, nigga.
But even saying that, we still care enough to go through it and see.
You're right. Absolutely. You're right. We're gonna see how far you go. Hey, so we be happy when you get a step further than the nigga before you. Like, oh, hey, you know something. That's cool. You're not there yet, but you might get a couple more generations.
At least you're trying, because we know it. The information ain't readily out there for you. At least you're trying.
Actually, it is. You know what's funny? Not when you say that.
But when TikTok is telling you that, you know, what matters. Well, it's or easy. When you're clicking and scrolling, and then the ass is what you see all day, and your mind is... I can't even blame you.
Well, check it out. This is how you know the downfall of the newspaper was intentional. Mm. Right? Because...
Information.
It's information. It's quote-unquote supposed to be unbiased, but it's the things that matter. You matter if you make the newspaper. Mm-hmm. Like, all this other shit could be happening out here all the time. If it made the newspaper, it mattered.
And that wasn't even completely real. But right. It was more.
It might have been
what we got now.
and that's what I'm saying. Like it wasn't the best option, right? But it's better than the option
than we have.
It's
now.
Better than having no barometer as to what's important and what's not. That one little whenever they say people say, that's three people tweeting. Mm. Right? And it showed up on somebody's For You
sources
feed.
Say. My favorite one out of all of them.
Who? Like, people are talking. Like, I watch a lot of YouTube. Right, I watch a lot of YouTube, and I pay attention to the social medias. All this shit always comes out with, oh, people have said, who are these people? How many? Where are they from? Are they friends? Is this just something that them and their friends was talking about? And now because you caught on, it's something that we all got to fucking talk about?
People have been saying this, and I just want to address it.
Don't nobody care. All right. Hey, we need a don't nobody care cop. That's what we need.
Because, bro, we be talking about this stuff, and then we're going to get to it, and it'll be like, but you know what? Don't nobody care.
We don't. But
all of these gems we be dropping, it's cool, but.
You know what? No, I wouldn't say nobody cares. I would say that the people that hear it, I feel like get a different perspective because all you need is a poke in the balloon, my nigga. We don't need to blow your whole mind.
Honestly, yeah. Because if you just catch on to one of these for 5 minutes, it might be something.
That's it.
And that's it, bro.
That's it, bro. That's what I'm looking for. Like, I'm just trying to infect y'all little by little.
This should be bothering me, man. The more we talk about it, it'd be like that. But it's like, I already know what it is.
But then that's the thing. We're not breaking ground here. Mm-mm. We're not saying nothing new. This is the shit that people might not know is actually out here. This is how the things go out here. This is why shit don't move, bro. Again, we've been fighting civil rights issues since the 60s. That's 60 plus years ago. And we still going back to the same issue over and over again, thinking, oh, no, we got to rework this. No, we don't, bro. It was fixed then. It should be fixed now. But y'all fucking with it and not looking forward to other problems.
Because y'all want to go back. You want to stay on it.
No, you want to stay on it because that's the problem you can solve because mm-hmm. it's solved already, mm-hmm. right? Because it's solved already, we can tinker with it and remove it and put it back, and it looks like we're doing something. We never have to do anything progressive. We never have to go forward because we're working on the same old shit.
So one more time on this two-party system. It's like, not, I'm not telling you not to vote either.
No,
you
know
what? I do want you to vote, I want you to understand what you're buying into.
It's not the two-party system that's the problem. It's that every system is corruptible. And the people... I'm 40 plus years old, or I'm about to be 40. I act like I'm older, but I'm 40 years old, about to be, right? The niggas that's getting elected now is my age, mm-hmm. right? They had a plan when we was in junior high for this fucking job, mm-hmm. right? You don't want him in that job because...
His plan is very old.
No, it's not even his plan, bro. It's he knows to get to the position where he might get elected means he's played the game for the last 12, 15 years. So if he's played the game, whatever his ideals were.
Yeah, I thought you were going somewhere else with this, but you're right.
Whatever his ideals were when he started, bro, he's corrupted by the system to play the game. He wants to keep playing. Yeah. It's playing in the NBA. I can't be the player I want to be because if I do, I'm going to be Isaiah Thomas.
Damn, that's so fucked up. And there's no point in being like that.
You see what I'm
saying? Why would I want to be out?
I'm the best nigga they had. I got us to the playoffs. I sacrificed
for them, and now I can't get a job
because I'm too outspoken, or I've done some things that they didn't like.
So one more time. So if I'm still, remember when I said the pursuit of happiness?
I don't know that movie like you.
Oh damn. Okay, so he just bought some. He needed to sell those some units or something, mm-hmm. and he didn't have, you know, any other way of doing anything because mm-hmm. this is what he bought into. So I got to sell these. Mm-hmm. I'm stuck in this now. Mm-hmm. And as he was able to branch out into something else, it was just an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, the world is in America, the land of opportunity, the pursuit of happiness. It was a groundbreaking, shitty moment, but it was one of those, like, at least he got this and he was able to improve his life. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that could happen to everybody. That's why everybody gets emotional. But the real story is how much bullshit he went through. Mm-hmm. And he was able to hold it together for his son.
To get there.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's why I keep, you know, comparing mm-hmm. it to all of these things where it's like your pursuit of happiness. You bought into the system, and it didn't treat you right.
Yep. It's never going to treat you right.
IT bought into the system, and they fucked him over, and terrible. Now he can't get a job, and it doesn't matter. But this
he got a 10-day. He just got a 10-day with the Suns.
Wow.
He went to
went from being MVP to getting a 10-day. He could have been MVP.
I'm just saying to further the story. But yeah, you're right. He could have been MVP. All of the things we said, he could have been MVP. He is out the league for how many years? Right? They signed him. He got signed to a G League team just recently, like maybe last week. He went crazy, scored almost 40 or something like that. And then he got a 10
team again. Yeah, we already know, bro. We already know how good he is. He's always been that good. Mm-hmm. This isn't the first time they've done this either. He's made other teams like this because we needed a good player mm-hmm. for a moment. And then we got rid of you because we don't care about you anymore. And we don't want to buy and invest into you.
We don't want nobody to invest in you. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy how to be a part of the system, you got to buy into the system. If you try to be outside the system, right, that's how you get treated. So, back to the original start of the conversation. These cats that's vying for your vote, how did they get there? How long have they been playing this game? Because if they've been playing it for any little bit of time, they already corrupted.
And they know how to talk to you about it.
Because that's the game.
Yeah.
I gotta act like I'm still the same dude, even though I'm not doing none of that shit I used to do. You know, rappers. I feel like I'm dropping bars right now, and it's hitting me too close. I think we need to wrap it up.
Because it's, you know,
like
we going in a circle with the bullshit.
I'm just laughing because it's like, we're not breaking ground. It's just funny. It's just different ways to say it.
I guess. It gets beside me. I really do want to improve. I really do want to be better. I do. I think as a country, we really could just, like, I mean, the Asian better thing. Like, we could, if we just cared about better things, if we cared about things of substance a little bit more, like we always talked about, you know, the recycling, reading, like the simple stuff. You know, it was recycling, just pick up your trash. Mm. It was just the simple stuff, you know, just don't throw stuff out, you know, and just leave it anywhere. I mean, like, have a little bit of care, and it can take so much, it could do so much to your environment and who you are and the rest of the people around you.
But I think that's where it boils down to, is because these issues are so large and they involve a large swath of community. Right, if you're not in the community moving like that, if you're not gathering people together, like giant groups of them, right, what can you do, dog? Just be good in your shit. In the space that you in, be better.
Try.
Like, because that's all, you're not solving world hunger, my nigga, but you can feed the nigga that's hungry next to you. Just, you see what I'm saying? You know, like you
work on those small parts of being a better you.
Like, because that's all you can do, really. If you spend your time worrying about the bigger issues, then the things around you will suffer. If you got a support system to worry about those bigger issues, by all means.
I think, you know, yeah. If you can frame your life about actually helping people and being mm-hmm. about those big, I think that's a great thing, too. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody has those opportunities. But exactly. I still think if, you know, like you say, you just improving yours, improving what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we care a little bit, man, a lot of things can change.
That's it.
You know, meta drugs.
Don't care about that. It doesn't matter.
A lot of little things can change, bro.
Get your Zaza off the Instagram shop. You shouldn't, but yeah, maybe I'm just, if you can,
it might not be such a bad idea. Who cares? Little, any little thing.
To be fair, though, that is honestly, of all the things we've talked about today, I don't give a fuck where you get them from, dog. Like,
if we cool with you getting high in this country, why are we tripping? It seems safer than
because just... we want our peace. That's like that's really what it is. Like when it comes down to it, is hey, dog, was you getting money from that?
Oh, Brad, did you tax it?
Did you get a piece? Can I get my piece? If I don't get my piece, bro, I'm shutting that whole shit down. Like that's what it sound like to me.
Once again, I think we need to wrap up.
All right.
Damn. It's the fucking constant spiral of negative, bad shit in America. All
right, bro, say something positive before we leave.
I can't no more. I mean, we got opportunity,
bro. I'm gonna have some new drip.
The land of opportunity.
I'm gonna have some new drip.
We have the opportunity.
I'm gonna have some new clothes.
This for the, let me promote myself.
For my show on Wednesday. So y'all should pull up just to see the new shit I got.
Invest in me.
Y'all should see. It's gonna be a good time. All right. We're gonna laugh.
Buying my shit. We're gonna kick it.
Yeah, buying my shit.
Hey, at least we're not kicking no bull, right?
Nah,
I hope it ain't bull. It's just not like bull shit.
It's just conversations.
Maybe better than we are. Shit, I don't fucking know. Huh?
It's just conversations that I feel like aren't had on the internet. When people talk about it, they talk. Everybody talks down to you. Everybody.
I think we do too, if you think of it that way.
Well, no. I don't think we talk. We have a conversation about things and we're trying to get to an agreement or a space where it's like, I can understand where you're coming from. You can understand where I come from. Most people on the internet have their stance, as you said before, they have their little circle and their stance is for that little circle.
And you're not going to peer out of that group at all.
Right.
You don't want to hear anything.
And you talking to that group. Mm-hmm. Right. So when I'm catching it, I'm just the bystander, you know, when you walking by somebody and they with their little friends or whatever, and you hear them talking, I'm that cat that's just like, oh, what they doing over there?
What are you talking about? Right? If I even ask some questions, yeah. Y'all might be mad at me. You see what I ain't asking the right questions.
What I'm saying? And that's what I feel like we just talk about things in, this is what it look like. This is what it feel like. This is what we see. If we wrong, bro, let us know. But I don't think we wrong. we also not providing solutions because you got to know what the problem is first. Like, I can't give you a solution to a problem when I don't know all the factors. When you say, hey, there's a migrant crisis, but they hiring migrant workers. I'm kind of confused, dog. Because who is doing the what? You see what I'm saying?
I feel like, once again, our gem of the day is just being honest with ourselves.
Yeah, and what being honest with how things work, bro. And just know everything is a facade. Everything we seeing out here is fake because the truth is scary and hurts. And with that, I'm at Luno.
I'm Trey V the Wonder.
Yo, we'll catch you next time.
Oh, my.
Let me see if I press the right button.
Oh, this guy.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
This is the Straight Dope Show. Really cool.